Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation takes note of the report by the Commission of Human Rights in South Sudan. We regard with appreciation the cooperation demonstrated by South Sudan in steps taken to implement the revitalized peace agreement. The genuine willingness and preparedness of the government of South Sudan for the promotion and protection of human rights and its efforts to preserve peace and stability of the country is encouraging and should be duly respected. It has been a long-standing view that country-specific mandates are counterproductive to the genuine promotion and protection of human rights, and that it is not productive to maintain this approach. Thus, moving forward, any action taken by the Council in the promotion and protection of human rights must have the consent of South Sudan and be based on the principles of cooperation and genuine dialogue, and on the founding principles of universality, impartiality, non-selectivity, which govern the work of the Council, as stipulated in GA Resolution 60/251. Finally, I would like to reiterate that Eritrea stands in solidarity with the people of South Sudan in their quest to establish a peaceful and stable country. I thank you.
I thank you, Madam.